Hi, welcome back to The Metanoia. I am Dhanya Menon and I am the host for the show, and each week I try to bring something which will inspire you and help you look at life with a different perspective. Some of these episodes you hear will be monologues, and some are conversations with inspiring personalities who are common people like you and me. But their stories are inspiring, motivating, and very different. Today on the show, I have one such inspiring woman who was a housewife for 17 long years, and today she is a successful entrepreneur. I am super excited to welcome Archana Bhingarde. Archana is a professional trainer and a financial expert with over 30 years of experience in sales, training, and financial product distribution. She is also a certified life coach and a NLP master practitioner who is deeply engaged in initiatives related to societal transformation. Archana is the founder and CEO of Prospero Money, a firm that specializes in financial product distribution. She has been featured several times in the print and live media on Zee Namaskar, UTVI, IBN Lokmat, and CNBC for live sessions on various subjects like insurance, mutual funds, retirement planning, wealth protection, and emergency funding. She has also been awarded Entrepreneur Award from Ami Udyog. Archana is an amazing woman who chose to take the path less traveled, and that made all the difference. Guys, make sure you share this episode with your friends, and without any further delay, let me welcome Archana. Archana, welcome and thank you for joining me on the show. I really appreciate that you took some time from your busy schedule for this talk.
Yeah, thank you so much for that lovely introduction, first of all. I'm seriously moved with that. And I really appreciate your efforts of inviting me and giving this opportunity to be on the show and share my story with your audience. Thank you so much, Dhanya.
Thank you and welcome once again. So Archana, tell me a bit about yourself.
Dhanya, I have been born and brought up in Mumbai. So my education happened in two different locations. Part of it happened in Girgaon, part of it happened in Parel, Prabhadevi. I went to a vernacular school, and then I got very good college in my life, that is Podar College from Matunga, which is well known for commerce stream. So I did my education till graduation in Podar. After that, I would like to share this with you. I had appeared for CAT exam, you know, that's common admission test for all MBA school. Yes. When I was in my 20s. And since I came from vernacular school, I was always low on confidence. I never had any exposure to the people around who would speak English so fluently. I didn't have any material to reach out to. And I had such a fantastic score in my written exam. But during the interview and during the group discussion, I couldn't utter a word. And I was, you know, taken aback. Being such a bright student, I couldn't get into my MBA because I couldn't pass through these exams, two exams, that is personal interview and my group discussion. But I gathered some information from there that if I want to succeed in the life, I have to overcome this challenge. I started reading my books, which were in English, though I used to take a long time in reading that initially, but I pursued it and consistently kept doing these things. And then here I am what I am. And that made a great difference. You know, reading made a great difference in my life. And then, you know, at the age of 21, I got married in a family. You know, that time, like, marriage was the thing and most important event in any woman or any girl's life. You know, the parents will keep aside everything. You know, I wanted to pursue my higher education, I wanted to do my post graduation, but no, I got married, and then I had to take a break in my educational career at that time. What else, Dhanya, should I share with you? And then
Archana, I am really surprised when you said that, you know, you have done your early education in vernacular medium, because by the way you speak, it is very difficult to, you know, even point out that you have come from a vernacular medium. But this is commendable, you know. And when you were talking, I just realized that there are a few clients of mine who come to me and they're very good in their professional fields, but the only point where they lack confidence is when they have to speak in English. So they say, like, we have thorough knowledge of our subject, but then at times when we have to deal with people who have excellent communication skills, that's where we lack our confidence. So what would you like to tell you know, such people, like, how do they develop? You said one point you said was reading. So apart from reading, what other things helped you develop this communication skill and this confidence?
So I would say, Dhanya, normally what we do, we normally try to become perfect and then get into the things. What I do is normally get on the things with whatever you know, keep learning on the way, and then become perfect. Because if you try to become perfect, that time never comes in your life to become perfect and get into the thing. So whatever you know, you just begin with that. It is okay to do the mistakes. What is important of the communication is to convey the message. And even if you do some mistakes here and there, that is okay, as long as the opposite person understands what you want to communicate. You shouldn't hold yourself back because you're basically struggling for the words. That happens when, you know, when our main language is something else, our mother tongue is something else. So we are short of the words. But as you start doing it, you know, there is a 10,000 hours rule. If you do anything for 10,000 hours, you become pro into that. So keep doing it, and then you will become pro into that. Then you don't have to struggle for the words or struggle for the language or nothing. It just flows automatically through you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope this tip of yours helps a lot of listeners who are listening to this show today. And you really had an inspiring journey, and I'm sure the journey that you had, you faced a lot of challenges, along with many small success stories. So when you revisit your journey, what is the most critical decision that you took?
So as I mentioned, I came from a very humble background, but I was blessed to have very disciplined and loving parents. So I got married at the age of 21. I had to, you know, take a break in my educational career, but my in-laws and my husband were very cooperative. So I did my post-graduation after marriage. In fact, I was 8 months pregnant when I appeared for my final exam. And my delivery and the result happened simultaneously. Both first class, Dhanya.
Oh, wow.
So when you're asking me to revisit my journey, I feel the most critical decision which I took was never stop learning. That was a critical decision what I took. Okay, at whatever age you are, at whatever stage you are, don't stop learning. Because I believe that one person, anybody who stops learning, he basically stops progressing in the life. That is what decision I took. Keep learning, keep learning, keep elevating yourself, keep adding value to yourself. And then the things changes.
Very true, very true. So how did you define your career path? Were you always very clear that you want to get into financial management or wealth management? And how did this career happen to you?
So Dhanya, you know, as a typical middle class Indian family, I never wanted to get into anything which will take away my time from 9 to 5 job. Okay, so I was not a person for the 9 to 5 job. For me, my family was most important thing. My upbringing, so upbringing of my child was the most important goal in my mind. So I never took up any job 9 to 5. Accidentally, it happened. My husband is a chartered accountant and my career started because he took some agency in my name, basically, and persuaded me to start this as a career. So he is the, I would say, he is the person behind me for my success in this particular type of the career.
Okay, so once you said that it was not a very easy task for you to define a career path because you never thought of making a career as such. But now once you decided on taking this path ahead in your life, how did you define your goals? Because I feel that without having set goals, it's very difficult to achieve whatever you want in life. So how did you define your goals?
So Tanya, to take back to my career again, I had a break here, basically. So I started my financial career with my husband, but I forgot to mention one thing. I used to give tuitions from the age of 16. I always like making things simple and explain them in layman's language to anyone using different metaphors. So I would say that I'm a born teacher. So this was not the only career which I started, you know, after marriage. So after marriage, I again started my career as a teacher. When my daughter was just 5 months old, I used to go to the same tuition classes where I studied just few years back. Only 5 times in a week, 5 hours totally, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. My husband used to take care of my daughter. Actually speaking, there was no need for me to, you know, to struggle so much, to work hard so much. And, you know, another thing, I used to get only 30 rupees per hour that time, which was actually low as compared to that. But I never focused on how much I'm getting. What I focused on, like, not a short-term benefit, but the long-term benefits. More than money, what I got that time was the amount of confidence to stand in front of the group and deliver my whatever I wanted to deliver to the students, and experience what I earned that outweighed everything. Then slowly I started my tuitions, initially with 1 student, then 2 students, 4 students, and then I reached a stage where I had 100 students in a year. So by the way, I used to teach, you know, accounts, economics, maths to the college students, basically till graduation. Few of my students have been placed very well in their jobs. One of them is a vice president of Goldman Sachs. Few have become dynamic entrepreneurs. And they are still in touch. That joy is so wonderful, getting in touch with your old students. But with that, I never compromised on my daughter's extracurricular activities and her studies. She also eventually became chartered accountant. And I had decided that time I'll continue with my tuition till maybe she becomes or she passes her 12th standard, and then I'll take a break from my tuition and focus on my investment firm. So on 2002 and 2003, I had visited an exhibition which was organized by Money Magazine. There I came to know about CFP program, that is Certified Financial Planners program, and I immediately enrolled for that. And I can proudly say that, you know, I'm among the first 100 CFPs in India. Passing this exam wasn't easy, Tanya, because I was juggling between my studies, my tuitions, office, home, every front. But you know, there was one thing which kept me going ahead in life, that is, you know, somewhere I had that incompleteness in my life that I didn't get an opportunity to pursue a professional degree when I was young, especially CA. Though I had a caliber which kept me motivated and inspired, I wanted to prove myself, not to anyone else, but you know, to me. And as I mentioned, my daughter is a chartered accountant, and I'm very happy that 2.5 years back she has joined my firm, and we together are doing a good work for our clients. So, Dhanya, your question was like, can you just repeat that question?
How did you define your goals?
So I define my goals. I do have a vision board in my office, but my goals are not how much money I'm going to earn in this year. My goals are what I'm going to learn in this year, because you know, I'm very inspired by your story, which I had learned as a child. I had heard somewhere, I don't remember now where. So, you know, one day a dog goes to God and says, "See how hard I'm trying to catch my tail." He's just going around and around and trying to catch. You must have seen dogs doing that. So the dog goes to this God and says, you know, he says, like, "I'm trying to catch my tail, but I'm seldom succeed in that. Please tell me, how can I become successful in catching my tail?" You know, God smiles and answers, "Do nothing, relax. Just walk or run the way you are. Give your 100%. Don't bother about your tail. Your tail will follow you." This is the moral of the story. So don't chase the success. Chase yourself. Invest in yourself. Invest your time, and the success follows. And my career goals are majorly learning goals. You know what, I ask myself every day, am I better than yesterday? Have I learned a new thing today? And then other goals automatically falls in place. So as I mentioned, I have a vision board, Dhanya, where I have like, and you know, my vacation goals, they come there. My learning goals come there. My business goal comes there. But the first thing is my learning goal, where I focus on.
Wow. So the vision board is one thing which you feel that if most people have their vision board in front of them, it makes it a little more easier to achieve your goals.
Yes, Dhanya, very much important, because daily you get up, you look at your vision board, and you then, you know, you connect your actions to that vision board. Okay, what am I going to do today? If this is my vision to reach in 10 years, 20 years, am I, the actions which I'm taking today, are they taking me towards it, or are they taking me away from it? So that's like my guiding star. My vision board is like my guiding star, I would say.
Right, right. So do you think your goals are achieved, Archana?
I would say work in progress. Not yet. Okay. I didn't want to create only wealth, but I want to create a legacy. Okay, so normally we say ki like, haan, mujhe paisa kamana hai, wealth karna hai, you know, but wealth creation stops you only at your generation. But creating legacy, you don't only think about yourself, but you think about the next generation. And I would say I'm on it. Like, yes, I would have achieved maybe 50-60% of it, but still a long way to go. And I have my bucket list ready. Okay, I want to, I don't know whether, there is a beautiful book called Die Empty, and that's again an inspiring book for me, that which says that, you know, everybody is just going to say tata bye bye to this world and go off, but during our lifetime we have accumulated so much of the knowledge and skill that will also die with us. So before, I don't know when I'm going to die, but I want to pass on my skills and knowledge to others. I want to empower people who are not so fortunate. See, I'm what I am right now because of my family, especially my maternal uncle and aunt who have helped me, you know, in my childhood. I want to pass on these opportunities to other people who are not so fortunate, want to empower them. I also want to travel to beautiful places and settle down somewhere in countryside. These are my goals, actually, Dhanya.
Okay. Also, I'm sure it is not as easy as it sounds. You know, you told your story in such a smooth way, but I am sure you must have faced a lot of struggles. So what are the challenges you faced and how did you overcome them?
See, for a housewife, you know, I would call myself mainly as a housewife. What are the challenges? She has to devote a lot of time at home, you know, keeping house clean, neat, cooking food for the family. I believe that the, you know, we are the nice judge of what our family likes, the way they like the food, right? So I cook every day. So I spend around my mornings in the house. I don't take up any call till 10 o'clock. I devote some time for my personal, it's my me time, I would say. I meditate, I do yoga, I do exercises, and then I cook in the morning. So juggling between the housework, homework, housework, I would say, then self-improvement, office work, it was a great challenge. Okay. But it also helped me to become super organized with my time. My daily meditation has improved my concentration, my efficiency, my mental strength, and the way I look at the life. Energy levels, you know, energy levels right from the morning till night. If anybody sees me, they will see same energy I'm having before I go to bed. So that my meditation has helped me to improve on that. And I look at every challenge, Dhanya, not as a challenge, but as an opportunity to grow. And I challenge myself to take that challenge. And this has helped me to grow, Dhanya.
Great, great. So you would like to say that if a person has challenges in life, if they are organized and if they look at those challenges as a part of learning in their life, it makes it easier to face the challenges?
Yes, definitely, Dhanya. You know what happens with most of the people? They look at the challenge as a problem. What's the difference between the two? The problem is something which stops you from thinking of the solution. Okay, this is a problem, so I can't do that. But when you look at the same situation as a challenge, your mind starts working. You start thinking, okay, this is the situation. What is the way out? Because I believe that every situation has a way out. What the things I need to change in myself? What the things I need to improve on? And then that challenge no longer remains a challenge, no longer remains a problem which you can't solve. Okay? So it gives you an opportunity to grow.
Right. So since we are talking of challenges, I think we are living in a very challengeful state for the past 1 year, and it still continues. So in the current situation that we are in, with so much uncertainty, how do you keep a positive attitude towards life? What's the secret of your mental strength, Archana?
Dhanya, somewhere I believe, you know, the situations around us are not in our control, isn't it? So they, life is there, life keeps throwing the challenges, the things are not in our control. And if we, you know, waste our energy in thinking about these challenges or the situations around us, which we can't change, then it's just a waste of energy. What is in my hand? I always believe that whatever is external to you, that is your wealth, your jewelry, your property, can be taken away. Yeah? Okay. You will become zero in life, maybe. Possible, no? That is always possible. But what you have inside is more important. Nobody can take that thing away from you. You can bounce back and recreate everything if you are mentally strong, Dhanya. Yeah? And if you have value hidden inside, that value can always create the same wealth for you. So I don't believe in giving up the things. Even if everything is going away, I believe that I have the capacity to recreate it. So I don't get, you know, basically shaken by uncertainty or something. And the reason of my mental strength is my mom. I owe a lot of things to her. She was a very strong lady. And I also believe in grace of God. I read a lot about successful entrepreneurs, their struggles, how they failed, and again, how they bounced back. These inspiring stories also gave me the mental strength, Dhanya.
Great. So since you are into financial and wealth management, I would like to ask you one little thing, that the market is very uncertain now. So what's your advice to people on managing their finances? Can you share some tips?
I'm not telling you as a tips as such, but it is, you know, as a common person also, what do we do in case of uncertainties in life? Like, say, we know that today, Saturday and Sunday, government has declared a lockdown. What happened? What were our immediate actions? On Friday, we went to the grocery shop, we went to the supermarket, and we stored everything which we might require on these 2 days, isn't it? Same rule applies when you're investing in, you know, in your financial life. First thing is that we have to check, do I have enough money for my emergencies? Now, due to this uncertain event of COVID, people will require emergency fund for a longer duration. Normally, 3 to 6 months income is good enough as an emergency fund. But now we require to have around 12 months income as an emergency fund. So this money should be easily available to us. Don't get panicked by the market movements, because the market is not normal now. It might give you fantabulous returns, or it might give you very negative returns also. So you shouldn't be swayed with your emotions of fear and greed. But if your any of your financial goal is about to mature in the next 1 or 2 years, then it's better to move from equity market to the debt market and save that money. Save that money, or what you can say, keep that money into the safer kind of the returns. But do not panic even if the market goes up and down, if your goal is far away. So if you're saving for your retirement, which is 15 years away, 12 years away, then don't bother even if the market goes up or go down. We shouldn't disturb the process of wealth creation till then. Take reviews, talk to your financial advisors, and find out if my market, if the fund is not doing well, even if the market is doing well, what are the reasons behind it? Understand that and then take the corrective actions. But otherwise, stay cool. That is what I would advise to the people.
Okay. Thank you so much for that tip. I hope this helps a lot of people. So apart from the professional Archana that I'm hearing for a while now, what else do you do in life that makes you happy?
Nanya, I like meeting people. I like inviting people at home. And I bond with them on weekends. Normally, I spend time with families, friends, invite them home, cook something for them, experiment new recipes. So, you know, you would say like Archana is a typical housewife. Yes, I'm a typical housewife, I would say. Of course, I read, you know, I read a lot. I watch movies on weekends, web series on weekends, and regularly play badminton, which is right now not happening due to the lockdown. Along with that, I meditate and do yoga on day-to-day basis.
Okay, great. You are already successful in your career, and I'm sure in all days are not the same for you. So what keeps you going on days where you are a bit low? What's the self-talk that you have with yourself? Do you have a list of affirmations, or what talks do you do with yourself the days you feel low?
This will also change. I would say, okay, this is not going to be same. This will also change. Remember that dog story? So I keep walking. I keep giving my 100% on day-to-day basis. I keep improving myself on day-to-day basis. Excel in what I am doing. That is what I keep doing on day-to-day basis. Whenever, you know, there are low moments. Nothing else, Dhanya. Just this will change.
Okay. Archana, you have also been awarded Entrepreneur Award from AMI Udyog Jag. So, how does that
Oh,
feel?
I feel good because they have noticed, like, whatever changes I have brought into my investors' life, and I'm very happy, Dhanya, ki like I'm making use of myself. I'm helping people, I'm making them financially literate. It's not only about investment, it is about making sense of your investment, understanding what you're doing, and you're doing what not others are doing, but what is important for you to do. So for me, like, what is important, I make them empowered with their finances. And somebody has taken a note of that, like the platform Ami Udyojak, and they came forward and they had awarded me. And that was a proud moment for me, for my mother, my husband, and my family. And I still cherish those moments.
You make wealth management sound so easy, and now that we have come to an end of this talk show, before we sign off, can you tell our listeners what is the best way to connect with you? Can you share your email ID or your website link or something where they can connect with you in case anybody wants to get in touch with you to know more about how they can go ahead about their investment?
Yes, so you can get in touch with me on info@prosperomoney.net. Info, INFO, at Prospero, PROSPERO, money, MONEY dot net. You can drop an email to us. We have our website, www.prosperomoney.net. We are providing all kinds of the financial products distribution. We help our client understand the basics, where they are investing the money and why they are investing the money. We have a little talk about making them comfortable using the simple words and simplifying the financial jargons, which normally shuts off their mind. This is not my piece of work. I can handle this. Normally, in women, we have seen women see they are totally depending on their spouses or their parents or their brothers or friends, for the finances. They think this is not which I can manage. I can manage everything else, but it is not difficult. I would say the women are the better money managers because they are very dynamic. They are doing so many things at a time, and this is not something which is difficult, Danya. So the number, I would share my number with you, 8080 30 3360. I'll repeat, 8080 30 3360. You can reach out to us on this.
Thank you very much for being on the show, Archana. It was a pleasure having you. And I hope that our listeners find some answers in all the inspiring tips and points that you have shared about your journey. So thank you so much for being on the
Thank
show.
you, Dhanya. Thank you once again for inviting me. Thank you.